Good evening, everybody. Welcome to William Penn High School. Excuse me 1 minute here. That wasn't me. Welcome to William Penn High School this evening for the public hearing. I guess it's the second public hearing for the WEAC draft plan that's out for the consolidation of some of the districts and redistricting and other plans going forward. Hopefully you all have had a chance to review the plan and will be more than willing to share your comments with the gentlemen that are here this evening so you can get all your comments and whatnot and put them onto the plan and bring it forward to the commission. So with that, I'll turn it over to Dr. Joe Pikus.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you very much, Ted, and thanks for hosting this evening. I'm Joe Pikus, and I'm the hearing officer for tonight. I'm joined here at the front table by Henry Harper, who is the co-chair of the redistricting committee of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission, and by Greg Coverdale, a member of the State Board of Education. These public hearings are an extension of the process of soliciting public input. In advance of these public hearings, we held 9 town hall meetings, including one held in each of the 4 districts, at least one, and at schools in the city of Wilmington as well as in Newcastle County. All of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission meetings, including meetings of each of the 5 committees, have been open to the public and posted on the commission and district websites. To get the word out about the public meeting, including the hearings, postings have been made to the solutionsfordelawareschools.com website, the Solutions for Wilmington Schools Facebook page, the district websites, and with community organizations such as the YMCA. The information was also shared by the members of the commission and its committees with their networks, and published notice has been published in the News Journal. Just a few procedural items for the record. I'm reading from a script, primarily because this is a formal hearing that's required, has certain required elements to it. Later in the script, I'll explain how those in attendance can make comments. The script. Good evening. I declare this public hearing to be open. My name is Joe Pikus. I am the co-chair of the Redistricting Committee of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission. I have been appointed by the chair of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission to conduct this public hearing. The WEAC Interim Redistricting Report was released on November the 17th. We are here tonight to gather public comment. This is not a question and answer period. I repeat that. This is not a question and answer period. This hearing provides the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission and the State Board of Education with an opportunity to receive public comment on the interim report released on November 17th. Others here in attendance, we have the chair of the commission, Tony Allen, an alum of William Penn, I believe, and Dan Rich, who is the policy director for the commission, Jeff Tashner, who is of DSEA, right? Our state senator, who is a member of the commission as well, Ted Laws, whom you heard from earlier, who is also a member of the commission. A court reporter is also present tonight, sitting here at the table, so that an accurate record of this hearing can be made. It will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify him or herself by name and affiliation before beginning to speak, so that the court reporter will be able to note who you are in the transcript. The record of this hearing and the other 4 hearings will be provided to the members of the Wilmington Education Improvement Commission and the members of the State Board of Education. together with any written or electronic comments received at this hearing or outside of this hearing between November the 17th and January the 14th. This meeting is being recorded, and that recording will also be posted and shared with the State Board of Education for their review. We will proceed in the following manner. We will take comments from anyone who desires to speak. There are sign-up sheets in the back of the room. Five of you have signed up to this point. Those wishing to offer testimony during the hour and a half provided for the public hearing must sign up. Sign up began at 6 p.m. and it will end at 7:30 p.m., at which time I'll collect the remaining sign-up sheets. I will allow individuals to speak in the order in which they signed up. I will begin with the first sign-up sheet now. Each individual will have 3 minutes to speak. Each group will be allowed 5 minutes to speak. Those giving testimony will be given a 30-second warning, more or less. Here's our warning man right here. And be told to stop after their time is up. For those who have come this evening with questions, I'm very sorry that procedural guidelines do not allow questions to be answered during this public hearing. All right. Our first speaker tonight, and I will hand over the microphone since we only have one working microphone tonight, is Robert Cottrell. Is that correct? Would you please come forward?
Thank you.
If you'd say your name again.
My name is Robert Cottrell. I live in Newark. I reside in the Christiana School District. I oppose what you're doing, to be point blank. Not because you want to help the students. I agree with that. It's the means by which you want to fund this. I'm just an uneducated plumber. But it only took me 10 minutes to go online tonight to look up some stats and numbers. You have to forgive me, I'm nervous, so that's why I'm shaking. When I look at these numbers, for the number of students, Delaware's funding, and this is based on 2013 numbers, and I got it off of ballotpedia.org. I can't testify to the accuracy of these, but Delaware spends on average $13,837 per student. Maryland spends $13,829 per student. PA, $13,864 per student. Jersey, $17,572. When I look at these numbers, we're on par with everybody else for funding. I don't disagree with what you want to do. I'm opposed to the way you want to fund it by reassessing all the properties in Delaware. You have a lot of retirees, people that bought their properties years ago, living on a fixed income, soon to be myself. And I look at this, I look at what I pay in Christiana School District right now, $3,800 a year for my taxes. Two-thirds of that goes to school taxes. You're putting a burden on the people of Delaware that they just can't fund. You've lost more jobs with GM, Chrysler, AstraZeneca, DuPont's going out of here, and you're not creating, Markel's not creating the jobs we need. You can't come out of high school and get a decent paying job and raise a family anymore. It's ridiculous. I think the problem is the Department of Education needs to take a serious look at their spending. When you look at the administration to pupil ratio, Delaware, 1 to 286 students. Maryland, 1 to 243 students. Jersey, 1 to 287. Pennsylvania, 1 to 344. Delaware only has 129,000 students in public education, K through 12. Maryland, 859,000. Jersey, 1,392,000. PA, 1,763,000. The biggest discrepancy I see is the number of school districts. Delaware has 44. Maryland has 25. How does a state the size of Maryland have less school districts than we do? Our funding is there. If you got to do something, you need to sue Christiana School District or these school districts for not putting the proper amount of funding into the city of Wilmington schools. You don't need any more funding as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cottrell. Lee Joyman.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Lee Joyman, and I represent the Overview Gardens and Garfield Park Civic Association. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
A little bit louder, I think.
I represent the Overview Gardens and Garfield Park Civic Association.
I think the mic might be off. Oh, no, it's not.
Can you hear me better now?
Now,
yes. Yes, I represent the Overview Gardens and Garfield Park Civic Association. I am a lifelong member of the Colonial School District. My children graduated from Wim and Colonial School District. And I am doing everything that I possibly can to support the school district. I also represent the 913th Alliance, which is a conglomeration of 12 civic associations. And those civic associations certainly support the Colonial School District and the work that they're doing. And I just want to stand here tonight and say that I fully support the position the Colonial School Board has taken on redistricting. And I am certain that some things must be done. But at this point in time, I fully support the Colonial School District's stance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Drummond. Pam Lane.
Hi, my name is Pam Lane. I am an individual, not representing anyone but myself and my family. I live in the Colonial School District, and I do not support the way we're going about this redistricting either. I noticed that you want to increase, reassess all the property taxes, and I have four children. I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband works very hard so I can stay home and be there for my children, to raise my children and be that constant support at home. And if a large property increase comes up and the taxes go up, I would seriously have to look at getting a new job outside of my home, and that's not what I'm designed to do. I'm designed to stay home and take care of my children. And I feel like burdening the rest of the whole state to try and fix a few problems. I think we need to already look at what the problems are. First of all, I think we spend way too much money on charter schools. I think we need to put the money back into the public school system and allow it to work. So much money is being funded into charters that it's pulling the money out of the public schools. And obviously, the public schools need more funding to be able to take care of their students that they have. I don't think by hitting the taxpayer up for more and more money, like the Colonial School District is going to need to go out for a referendum, because they are doing a great job here, but they are going to need to supplement what they're getting. So if we do a big property assessment to fund this, this plan here, our taxes are going to go up. Then when Colonial School District wants to go out for a referendum, who's going to vote for that? No one, because our taxes have already gone up. This does not seem fair for everyone else in the state to have to carry the burden for this, so I do not support it.
Thank you very much. Dawn Alexander.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Dawn Alexander, and I work in Colonial School District, but I live in the city of Wilmington. I'm a Red Clay resident, and I taught at Warner Elementary School for 5 years and have recently come back to Colonial. So I'm speaking as a Colonial employee, but I'm also speaking as a city resident and a Red Clay resident. I asked the commission, to read and understand the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services of the U.S. Department of Education's policy statement on inclusion of children with disabilities in early childhood programs. The Division of Early Childhood and the National Association for the Education of Young Children recommend educating young children with special needs and children without special needs together. That is the model that we follow in Colonial School District, and it is best practice. Unfortunately, in Red Clay School District, that is not the model that was followed. I taught preschool at Warner Elementary for 5 years, and children were segregated. Children with special needs were in 3 of the classrooms, and children who received Title I funding were in 3 of the classrooms. They were not integrated. It is an antiquated model, and it's concerning that this is the model that Red Clay believes is best practice, while national organizations have said time and time again that this is not the best way to educate children. So, Commission and anyone else who's a city resident or lives in Red Clay, I'm grateful that Colonial is keeping their children, and if all Christina children are going to Red Clay, please ensure that Red Clay is implementing best practice when it comes to young children with and without special needs. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Emily Falcone.
Good evening, Colonial Nation, and for those of you visiting our district for this meeting, welcome to William Penn. My name is Emily Falcon. I am the Chief Financial Officer for Colonial, as well as a member of the Funding Student Success Committee. I would like to register my comments on the financial portion of the draft plan. For clarification purposes, while I have shared these comments with the Colonial Board of Education, the following views are my own and reflective of my experiences on the committee, not of any official position or opinion of the school board. While I agree with most of the concepts captured in this plan, I have concerns that the report, as currently written, is not an accurate reflection of the committee's discussions and recommendations. The following areas are where I believe the report should be modified to better reflect the discussions of the committee. First, the recommendation to initially provide weighted units for low-income and ELL students to only those districts impacted by redistricting was not agreed upon by the committee. As the draft report points out several times, concentrated student poverty is a statewide issue, and the committee agreed that it should be recognized and funded as such, and that pilot funding among a subset of districts was not desirable. While there was not consensus, there was a broad agreement among members that the committee, that changing our resource allocation system to a weighted student model, as recommended by WEAC, is not necessary to achieve improvements in student success. The current unit structure certainly needs to be enhanced in the ways described to provide resources more equitably, but it is inaccurate to leave readers with the impression that the committee agreed that abandoning the current structure in favor of a weighted student funding model was the desired future state. Next, the section detailing the fiscal impact of redistricting on local revenues should also reflect the following factors. The allocation factor used for distributing revenues among the districts in Newcastle County tax pool is outdated and ineffective because it has not been updated to reflect changes in how special education units are funded and used. It has been frozen since 2012 because of this disparity, so the revenues are not following the shifts in student population. This mechanism must be fixed if the tax pool is to remain in existence. Making changes to the Newcastle County tax pool, including redistricting, will impact all 4 districts in the pool, since allocating the pooled resources among the 4 districts is a zero-sum game. For one district to gain revenue, another district must lose it. Any changes being recommended to the tax pool should examine all the effects on all 4 districts to ensure that there are no unintended impacts. Additionally, there are several references to enhanced funding for programs in early childhood education, as well as college and career readiness. I agree that these are areas worthy of additional investment. However, these topics were not discussed in any detail by the funding committee, so I do not believe that the report should reflect the committee's endorsement of these concepts. In closing, the work of the funding committee produced some solid recommendations on how investments can be targeted to address concentrated poverty and other factors that inhibit student success, but it generated more questions than answers on how this funding can be provided in a sustainable, equitable manner at both the state and local levels. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you're interested, you can submit that as a...
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay. We will check now to see if there are any more sign-ups. No more sign-ups? Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak? We're on the record in the public hearing.
Yes, I will.
Wait. Hang on.
I have to sign in?
Yes. And if you'd come forward, and then we can all hear you. The next speaker is Maria
Matos.
Matos.
Oh. Okay, this is very informal. Hi, my name is Maria Matos. I am currently the CEO and president of the Latin American Community Center in Wilmington, Delaware. I've been there for about 21 years, a long time. I didn't have gray hair when I started. And I just want to commend Tony and his group for taking this work. I've been in the city of Wilmington for a very, very long time. I know this is a very controversial issue, but this isn't about black students or white students or Latino students. It's about poor kids. Because if Latino families have the resources, their kids are doing well. If black or African-American families have resources, their kids are doing well. If Anglo have money, I guarantee you their students are doing well. My grandchildren are doing well. They're doing well. It's poor kids. It's the poor kids. It's the kids that do not have educational toys. It's the kids that the parents have never finished school, that do not have the vocabulary that these kids need. It's the kids that live in rat-infested, roach-infested houses that need the support. You may not want to hear that. It's not very popular, but it's the truth. It's the kids that wake up in the morning and they don't have a room with a dresser drawer to pick out a tie, a pair of pants, clean pair of clothes. Those are not the kids that we're talking about. We're talking about the kids that do not have clothes. Or if they have clothes, they're dirty, pick them up from the floor, put them on. They may not find a hairbrush. You gotta search for it. Where is it? You ever seen a little girl going to the school without her hair combed? It's because they can't find the brush. And maybe the mom is, I don't know, strung out on drugs. It's the truth. 30 seconds. I'm the only one speaking. What's wrong with you? Anyway, those are the kids that we're talking about. And I know we talk about our property taxes. I live right here. Right here. What's this development right here? Next to, I've been there 5 years. I can't even think. I'm glad I'm not teaching school. Can't even think of this. Oh, Penacre. You know, my grandkids have so much toys. Their rooms look like a toy store, but not these kids. Give me one more second. I just want to tell the State Board of Education, I wrote this. They need to approve this plan. If at the minimum, the only thing that happens is that these 11,500 Wilmington children that are in 23 separate governing units, if the only thing that happens is that these governing units come together and create a plan. Talk to each other. It's not competition. It's little kids that are going to end up, you're going to end up paying for them anyway, either in jail or food stamps or welfare. So you might as well pay for them in the front end instead of the back end. And that's what I do in Wilmington. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, one more gentleman just came in. Elizabeth, you want to check? All right, we have no other speakers who have signed up. What we have done in the past when this happens is to suspend the hearing temporarily. We will come back into session should there be a flood of people coming in through the doors, or at the very end of the evening, we have to continue the hearing until at least 8 p.m. So for those people who have made their statements and are happy to go home, drive safely, and for those who will remain, and you're welcome to interact and visit if you'd like. Yes, sir.
I make one further comment. What you said earlier. One of the other stats that I found.
Let me just look here. Can we ask him to speak a second time? Fine. Why don't you come up?
I've been talking that enough. Delaware's per capita funding ranks 11th in the nation.
I'd now like to call this public hearing back into session. We have no additional names on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone else here who has not had an opportunity to speak that would like to do so? Seeing none, I now declare this hearing closed. I want to thank you for coming this evening. All comments made today or submitted between November the 7th and December the 8th will be considered as part of the final report as submitted by WEEC to the State Board of Education on December the 15th. All comment made today or submitted between November the 17th and January the 14th will be available to the State Board of Education to consider. Thank you very much for your activity this evening. Thank you. Good night.